Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below. Because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
Run away, run away.
Matthew is looking for a woman who he can treat like his house. He wants to be respectful to them, make sure they're taken care of, give proper attention when things are not going well, ensure they are secure and safe.
I mean, yeah, man, he tried to be funny, he tried to stand out. I get it. You know what I mean? He put some effort into it. You definitely got to do something to stand out. You know, because women are swiping away like it's nothing. But women don't like this. Women don't like the guy who lead with, I'm such a great guy. And I'm going to be so respectful to you and pay so much attention to you. This disgusts women. Like, you got to have some type of mystery about you. You can't lay out everything you're going to do for them on your dating app. Guys would be more likely to appreciate the cleverness of this post.
It's been no homo forever, and it's always gonna be no homo.
You said something gay, so you gotta say no homo, or else you a homo.
But what did I say gay?
You make long-term plans that include them, go in and out of them daily, have easy access to the back door.
Okay, now he's getting a little more edgy. I thought he was gonna be super clean cut with it, and women would just throw up in their mouth at a super clean cut, nice guy. But the fact that he's throwing in some dirty jokes, that's going to get him a couple more points, you know?
What kind of shit is that?
Rearrange the insides when the need arises.
Nice.
Baby-proof when necessary. Invest time and energy into them and protect them from harm. Well, ladies, he's still out there.
Let's cut the shit, man. You going to embarrass me in front of my people?
When my boyfriend tells my friends who only know me as a man-hating biatch that I cried once because he turned away in his sleep. Why would you sign up for this type of woman? Because men are desperate in America. They'll sign up for the most, you know, hateful, loudmouth feminist. Like, who walk around in t-shirts and hoodies. Damn, he down bad.
I don't want to be that guy.
Okay.
I smoke, I drink, I fuck bitches, I skate. I'm basically the shit.
This says me explaining to my nieces and nephews why they don't have an uncle or a baby cousin yet. And hopefully they realize how much of a fucking loser you are. I really hope none of the young ladies are looking up to this aunt. You know what I mean? She's an alcoholic. She still thinks she's 16 even though she's 33. This is just sad.
Assert soon.
This is sad.
I'm gonna get you real soon.
She thinks she's giving rich auntie vibes, but she's giving train wreck auntie vibes. She's giving auntie that you find laid out overdosed at 3 a.m. vibes. She's giving mommy and daddy had to wake up and bail her out of jail auntie vibes.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
This says, when someone calls me a whore for working at the club, but I just made racks to hear a man vent about his divorce, and you just got rumped by a guy you met at a bar for free. Look, y'all all terrible. I mean, yeah, if you're going to be a terrible, demonic woman, at least get paid for it. I'll give her credit for that. There are plenty of women who are out here just living reckless and not getting any benefits from it. But here's the thing. She's going to blow all that money this weekend. She need to go find a pimp to give it to. So he can manage it right, maybe make some investments.
Hey there, big boy. Bet you're packing a few inches of heat.
My last two girlfriends, the one I was engaged to and the one that I was living with before that, one is now remarried, not married, married, and one is dating to, they're both best guy friends. And I'm like, why is this guy always hitting you up? Oh, he's just my friend. What's up with this guy? Oh, he's just my friend. I'm like, well, now you're married to him. And
well, yeah. I don't play that. Guys, you shouldn't play that. There shouldn't be any other men in your woman's life. Other than, you know, co-workers, she don't got no choice, and family members. And you got to be careful with that family member thing. Like, bitch, can you prove that's your cousin? Because anybody could just say, oh, that's my cousin. Let me talk to your aunt then. Let me talk to your uncle then. I ain't going for that trick. I fell for that one before.
You can't run that game on me. Just another basic woman, right?
And now you're dating him, like, in hindsight. So it's like, dude's got to be very weary of the friend that's checking in on the girl. Because well, I'm living proof that the guy that I shouldn't be worried about is now married to my ex-wife.
People will only love you if you suppress yourself for them. For example, I always get picked on in Louisiana for ordering healthy food. It's a reverse of fat shaming. They want to suppress you and make you smaller so they can feel better about themselves.
Facts, 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 facts. Yeah, eating healthy, man. See, this is why you got to be around like-minded people. It's that simple. Because if you do anything different than the group, they're going to clown you for it. They're going to make fun of you for it. Even though what you're doing is actually the best thing for you. So, yeah, I 100% agree with this.
I'm living my nightmare. It is a monster. It's in my head.
Do you want access to 2 to 3 exclusive live streams that won't be available to my basic subscribers?
Not really, no.
Are you tired of listening to these stupid ads?
Yes.
Do you want access to over 70 exclusive unseen episodes?
No. No need.
Do you want to see my videos at least one day early and be a complete Alpha Chad or a G'd up Tyrone?
What kind of shit is that?
Then I got news for you, champ. For $5 a month via Subscribestar Patreon, you can get all that. And if you want the convenience of staying on YouTube, you can join the YouTube membership for $10 a month.
Man, get the fuck out of here, nigga!
A lot of people will never grow because of the group they hang around. They'll never evolve, they'll never better themselves, because they're too busy trying to fit in and conform to the group. I don't give a damn about the group. This is why I'm a proud loner. I do what I want to do when I want to do it. And I don't want to hear nobody mouth about it. So I stay the fuck away from people.
Who hurt you?
And if you realize that you're getting manipulated in that way, it starts to become very easy to take control of your own life, because they're going to love you until you do something great enough that they're going to now become uncomfortable and have to look back at themselves and the decisions that they made and be uncomfortable with themselves.
The only power you have as a man in 2023 and beyond is you got to be able to walk away from a girl if she disrespects you. And that's when she realizes, damn, this guy really will walk away from me and get another girl out.
Yeah, most guys, they don't have options like that. Most guys will try to rationalize staying even though she's being disrespectful, because it took him 2 years to get her in the first place. You always got to be willing to cut a chick loose. It's not worth it. That's why I say guys got to learn how to be okay with being by themselves for years. Like, once you learn how to be comfortable with that, you won't hesitate to cut a worthless bitch off, you know, or a toxic bitch off.
You are never going to meet anybody with that kind of mentality about women, you sick son of a bitch.
That might be cuter than me. Bam. That's when they turn around and they say, I need to readjust my behavior. Because women rarely ever get put in an uncomfortable position like that where they can be replaced.
I've learned a lot from this show. It's really changed my life in, like, numerous ways. I just think that I'm living a more, a better life now. The whole Fresh and Fit podcast has really done a lot for me. I do want to apologize to my mom, because I know I've been a disappointment. And, you know, I just have to say, thank Myron that I'm doing better now so that I can make my mom proud.
I mean, yeah. See, this is the other side that you don't see from the Instagram models and the baddies and the bottle girls. You know, when the results of their actions start to hit them, when they actually start feeling guilty about all the scumbaggery, you know, they were involved in since 15. Like, it seems like women don't really care that much about disappointing their parents. Maybe that's just a God thing. You know, it seems like these women these days, they don't even consider their family, their legacy, their reputation, you know, the backlash that family members might get from them having an OF showing their butthole on the internet. They just don't care. Why? Because they lack character and morals. That's why. And don't ever expect a woman to have character and morals.
You're going to learn today.
Because you're going to get disappointed 9 or 10 times out of 10.
I don't mean to cry. But yeah, like, I finally left the club. I'm deleting OnlyFans, and I just want to, yeah, just, I learned a lot from Fresh and Fit, and it's really, really been better for me.
Well, look, she's finished. I'm glad she took a turn, but I wouldn't advise any guys to date her. But she could still have a fulfilling life, and I'm glad she, you know, changed her life around for the better. but she should focus on being the best aunt she could be, the best, you know, daughter, and just focus on her career. Like, leave men alone. Once women get ruined, they're ruined for life. Even if they do have a change of heart, she's still ruined for life. But shout out to her.
I'm a better woman for it, and I hope that you ladies actually take this information and learn from it, because it really will help you, and it's not, you know, misogyny or anything like that. I really hope that you ladies learn from this, and ladies that are watching, I hope that you actually aren't just hearing it. I hope that you're listening, because it's life-changing.
I need a man who's like, you live at home with your mom, you want me to move out so bad, buy me a house. Do as a man should. Go buy a house or build it for me, and then we can both play house in it together.
Yeah, she's a miserable, miserable woman. How old is she? I mean, if she's getting shamed for living with her parents, she's probably in her 30s. So what have you been doing, ma'am, since you were 18? 18 to 32. Getting trashed at clubs and getting, you know, ran through by Long Stick Rick and Long John Ron. And now you're on the internet asking for some dude to buy you a house. Look, fellas, don't worry about if she lived with her mom. Don't come save her. Just worry about if she's going to let you have your fun and then keep it moving. You know, because whatever guy this is, he's asking too many, you know, in-depth questions, worrying about where she live. It don't matter where she live. It just matter, can she get out for an hour or two so you can, you know, have your fun at the motel? Who gives a damn what's going on in their shit show life? Most of these women's lives are just terrible, and they're just a complete mess behind the Instagram photos and, you know, looking hot in the club.
This motherfucker don't miss.
No, he's fucking good.
That motherfucker don't miss, man.
He's good.
In the heat of battle, he don't miss.
No.
In the heat of controversy, he don't miss.
That's what I'm talking about! That's why he's the MVP! That's why he's the GOAT! The GOAT!
You shouldn't say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.